One, two, three. Okay. So the other thing I wanted to mention that is related but isn't related is Amazon Prime has announced something very fun, is that if you sign up for an Amazon Prime account, you might get...
They're making the Zombieland season one?
No, not the Zombieland season one. The drone delivery service.
What's that?
And I will show
I've
you.
I've heard about that briefly.
Is it an actual what robot?
Is it a...
I will show you. There's a video. There's
a drone that will airdrop your shipment to your house.
Adam, it sounds like you saw this video.
Is it the battle
drone? I've seen this video.
I haven't seen this video. That was an awesomely good guess, I guess.
I've seen like pictures of it. They look pretty CGI, but...
And I will show it to you now, and we can all react as this is part of a technical streaming service. Right.
Is that going to be on a big screen? Or you're... Okay.
Sorry.
That's all right.
I can actually go like this.
Okay, it's a warehouse. It's a thing going into a box.
And it's this Amazon this isn't like hyperbole or anything. This is an actual
It's on one of those rolly conveyor belts now.
This is announced on 60 Minutes.
Rolling. Oh, yeah. There's more than one box. There are lots of boxes.
They're plastic boxes.
UPS is talking about doing this, too, within the next couple of years.
Grabbing. There's a robot. Oh, it's taking off. It's out the box.
It's a hovering. A how fast can they fly?
It looks like a flat top grill.
Yeah.
I feel like it would get just destroyed in the wind.
I feel like somebody would shoot it.
Well, somebody's going to shoot it, too. A bunch of people are going to try to steal it.
Please allow 4 months for delivery.
I'm going to follow drones to whatever house they land at, because why would that person be that attentive to see it show up?
Right.
And I'm just going to grab it and I'm going to walk away.
Well, I feel you can't have this in North Dakota because the winds are just going to destroy it.
No deck.
Can't have it up in the mountains or anything.
You can't, but ship too far away. Although they did short flying over like a farm field.
They showed it go a distance, but on the button that was clicked to bring it to them, it offered 30 minutes, I believe, was what the video said. Let's see, I'm not...
That is so damn cool, though.
30-minute delivery.
It's a cool idea, but, I mean, just think of all the things. Like, people are going to try to steal, try to break it, whatever. The biggest thing that I actually thought about the first time I heard about it is, especially since I live in a southeast metro, not that far away from the airport, if that thing goes into restricted airspace.
Oh, my God, that would be awesome and horrible at the same time.
I'm sure they would follow air traffic laws or whatever.
Right, but all it takes is some bad programming. Roomba.
It's probably
oh God, we've hit a wall.
Probably flies too low.
Oh, we hit restricted airspace. We go the other way.
Yeah, probably flies too low to hit most airspace restriction stuff.
Yeah.
Unless it was in the airport land.
Well, yeah, you don't deliver by the airport.
Right over.
drone strike.
I want to see it get to the level where it's like carrying a package and it drops down, goes into the Lowry Tunnel in Minneapolis. Like it's one of those things. Like they could show a commercial of this girl looking out the windows, like bzzz, like
I don't think
crap,
that would be
underground
too indicative of what the product's going to actually do.
It would be one hell of a marketing message. We can get you your product anywhere. It's like flies into a tunnel and it comes out the other side successful.
The drone I was imagining though was the military style where it's huge
and it's the giant airplane.
That would be get it to you fast. You'd be like, where's my sponge cake, Grandpa? Crater for your cake.
All of a sudden it's just like all of these parachutes coming out of the sky. You're like, what the hell?
Well, that's what I imagined. You got a scud missile.
Legitimate airdrop. Yeah.
The other thing though is like, let's say this actually ends up working.
You don't have a house anymore.
A wonderful idea that is working flawlessly and everything. Everybody's going to want to get in on it.
Mm-hmm.
Pizza delivery, UPS and FedEx, everything is going to want to start doing this, and you're just going to have tons of drones all over the freaking sky.
That sounds great.
As I recall, there was an announcement at a festival. I'm trying to remember what festival it was at this point, but they announced that they would deliver beer to people via drone. You don't have to wander out of the crowd to get your beer. But think of the havoc at the same time. A beer is coming over. Why would you not grab it even if it's not yours?
Exactly. You have like 25 guys just jumping for it.
Jumping over it, yeah. Oh, that's hilarious.
It's great and horrible at the same time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that
They haven't fully thought this through.
That was like a quadcopter drone in that.
Yes.
It looks so slow.
Yeah, that's why I asked. So that's like one of my first questions. How fast does it go?
Yeah, have you seen the like MIT videos of the quadcopters they have that are just ridiculous in what they can do?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, it's preposterous.
The ones where they fly in sync and all that crazy shit?
There's that, and then there are ones where they like... The quadcopter itself is like six inches tall and like 3 feet wide, and it's going through a window that's the exact same size.
Oh my god!
And it's like, and it just goes like at right full speed. Through it full speed. It's damn. Just like what
like wasn't it?
And then it'll stop itself.
It very quick stops. Yeah. It's like
it's in the room. It just stops and hovers. It's.
Yeah, it sounds like hummingbirds, like in mass, just flying around. Yeah,
so if they could get those style drones for their package delivery, I don't think people would be able to.
But again, there's a whole logistics of, well, one, restricted airspace. Two, let's say it does end up being popular. How do you keep these things from running into each other?
Or interference signals.
That's I mean, that's some basic auto programming, I would think. Like, don't go here, don't run into each other. You know, there's only so many radio waves or whatever, and if the government is like, these ones are for drones, like...
I would think that even just with infrared, you'd be able to avoid
You gotta collisions. Avoid obstacles.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Power lines for everyone.
Unless they each have pilots. They're not auto drones. You actually have somebody behind...
They have genius mice and they're not telling us.
I would... In a heartbeat, be a drone delivery pilot.
I know,
Amazon.
Right?
That'd be the
What's
best
my
job ever.
I sit behind a console. Oh, this one's got stuck in a tree. Oh, call the guys to go and actually like move it. If I mess up, but I just deliver like 100 packages a day.
Damn it, Steve!
Got a bunch of former like military pilots and just see those things like you know flying through air doing like
that's a good use for aviation
barrel rolls and whatever. Man.
Yeah. There's another video out there of just some amateur guy who has a quadcopter and he's making it do all kinds of crazy things. And that thing's moving too. It had to have been going like 50 miles an hour at some points where it's just corkscrewing through the air and like flipping and doing all this crazy stuff.
Yeah, that's what you do in the industry though, right? Is if it's cheaper to do it automatically, then you do it automatically. But if it's cheaper to do it with manual labor, you just do manual labor. And I think they could have pilots if it was cheap enough. I mean, we're in the U.S., so it's probably not... I mean, it's probably cheaper to do automation because people want to get paid a lot here.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, plus, I mean, if it's a machine, you don't have to, you know...
Though people also low bid and then, you know, charge an arm and a leg thereafter because they just want the contract first. And then they'll fuck them over anyway.
True.
So,
not a biggest question is how much money is the NSA donating to this to put
nothing
like, cameras on there?
Or Google. Google would be another one. Google Air. Just kind of take pictures of the above 3D shot so that they don't have to do 3D rendering.
Yeah, I could totally see that actually.
Well, and they should have cameras to be like, where is it at? The GPS says, we look through and we see that, oh, there's a building.
Shot. It's just taking pictures constantly. Yeah. Like that thing.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
Now,
I try to make it that way.
The ultimate like partnership. As Google continues as Google continues to improve their mapping of the world, as if Google could get together with, I mean, Gran Turismo 6 is going to have their app where they'll.
I'm so excited, but I don't even know if I'm going to buy it.
Who is?
Sorry. Well,
what? Explain. Talk.
Okay. Yeah, Gran Turismo 6. The popular racing simulator for PlayStation.
Gran Turismo.
I'm familiar.
Okay, I didn't understand what you said at first.
Oh, yeah. They're going to have an app where you can basically record a real-life road and play it in the game. So it's using GPS information from your phone and altitude and all that to map a road, map the route that you've driven, and then you can play that track in the game.
So I can drive to school like I really want to, or...
Exactly. Yeah.
My frame of reference was Highway 101 going down into Shakopee, that hill right there.
Yeah. It's
At least somebody read.
I know which one you're talking about. It's the road to Flying Cloud. It's like Bluff. No, it's not Bluff Creek. It's like. But yeah, we all know what road.
For those about, listeners who have no idea what we're talking about, if it was legal to go that fast, you could definitely launch off this thing.
And that's why I keep, like, in my mind, I was like, okay, I got to step on the gas for this.
Yeah.
And of course, my car will just kind of crawl its way up to the speed that I want it to. But just like imagining going in a souped up sports, what have you.
Yeah. Or even just a Formula One car.
Just a Formula One car.
Even if there was some hack where you could get like a 4x4, this little four wheeler wandering around at top speeds, I would watch that. I wouldn't even play it. I would have somebody else play it. And I would laugh every time. Or like bobsledding. I want a bobsledding hack on Gran Turismo 6. Somebody get on this, because how awesome would it be just kind of bounce around the road but still have the speed and control of a standard racing car.
That's funny.
I'm sure somebody will make a patch.
Oh my God, I want that so bad now.
The only concern of mine, my copy of Gran Turismo 6 is arriving tomorrow, but...
What about the app? Did you do research on it?
The app is not going to be available right away. It's going to be released later.
Oh.
And they haven't really said when later, but I'm still excited to play the game. So,
TM. Yeah.
I'll build my garage so that I have lots of awesome cars to drive on real roads with. Mm. So,
okay, caveat to that app. I actually thought of something else that they need to add onto that is at the same time, they need to have a microphone active on that at the same time so you can yell things just so that as you hit like certain checkpoints, it's just like a small audio clip of, we need to have this included here so that, you know, people could do the Dukes of Hazzard's like yell, or like anytime you want to. I want a setting where like my car hits 88 and I automatically hear the Back to the Future theme. Like, how awesome would that be? Like, even if you just track 494, like you start going and they include traffic on something like that, being able to hit 88 and have that in the background would make me buy multiple copies of that game just to play it once.
And if you crash, do the Wilhelm scream?
Oh, yes! Oh! Yes! There needs to be customization to the level of the soundtrack.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Oh my God, that... Oh.
Yeah, my only concern, based on everything I've read about it so far, is especially with our... road that we were talking about, one of the things that makes that road from 101 down to Flying Cloud into Shakopee is that all the banks in the corners, I mean, the banking, it's just like amazing on a lot of the corners there.
Yes.
I don't know how they're going to be able to capture that with
the accelerometer is supposed to pick that up in terms of tilt. Obviously it may not be as severe as we want.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I do believe that not only is it going to track elevation, but the accelerometer at the same time. As long as you have it, there may be restrictions to it. It's like you need to lay it flat in your car.
Yeah.
Just in order for it to really successfully detect what you're going for. I don't know. Again, this is all speculation, but
I hope it's that advanced. Or maybe they'll allow some customization in the game, too. So I hope it all works.
Yeah. Yes. But I don't know if anyone else wants a beverage or a quick stop in the restroom, because I think it would be a good time to hop back into the show soonish. But I was going to ask you what you thought about the game. Build Title's been fun recently, and I would gladly keep going with that with another diverse group. Or alternatively, if we want to hop back into Movie Bluff, because I know we haven't done that for a while. Hey, how about we do Build a Title?
Dude, Build a Title, it's like 45 minutes.
So. I'll have a timer this time so we can go extended rounds if we, you know, are just on that pull. I think Build a Title one more time would be agreeable.
Sure.
Yeah, it's my game. Come on.
It's your game. Yeah, let's do it.
Though I will say...
You even put like on one of the podcast descriptions, you said, as is usual... Dan
yeah, I put that on there a few times. But I would like to do a music version. Build a title. You're building a song title.
Oh.
So instead, because obviously we would have such a wealth, but then the unreliability we would need we'd almost need like spot on verification to go with it.
Right.
Where someone's just like, oh, Love Be True is a song.
Yeah.
Like, well, it could be realistically, right. But let's see if we can get it to something where you know at least the artist yeah. or
also you'd kind of have to limit it to maybe like a certain time period or whatever, because I could see somebody throwing out like a Justin Bieber song and the next person throws out like, I don't know, Mozart's Requiem. And
yeah, Mozart wrote a lot about a lot of babies. Could be. But yeah, I was thinking maybe something where you could at least throw the composer, artist, what have you, in there to back that up.
Right.
Might at least add validity to it.
Or at least if someone else can recognize it.
Yes.
True. Be like, recognize.
It's like, oh, it's Raining Men. Of course you know that song. Do you know who it's by?
No.
It's Raining Men.
Aretha? Hallelujah.
Is it Aretha? No.
Weather Girls.
Makes sense.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Pretty sure. Actually, I'm bluffing a little bit, but I know it's close to
Weather
that.
Girl? Did they make any other songs?
That was their hit. Okay, hold on. Let's see. I laugh immediately because their other name is... I have to read... Oh, where is it? Oh, this is a
tell me about
picture.
The girls.
Son of a bitch. Okay, hold on.
Son of a bitch.
Sorry,
that one on the fly. You must be really serious.
I was thinking of the Emerald City thing where Billy West was being Porky Pig. He's like, son of a bitch. Here we go. So the Weather Girls, two women who did disco vocals from 1977 to 1985, and then 1999 to present, they've come back.
They've come back.
Do you know what their original, one of their other band names was?
I do not. Lay it on me.
Two Tons of Fun, because they are fat and making fun of themselves in a really aggressive way. Because I will show you the photo on Wikipedia.
I've seen that photo.
Yes. I will show you because you were looking, and I'll bring it back for you.
I've seen those
two
people.
Tons of Fun. Yeah, they were wearing raincoats in the music video.
I feel like I've seen it.
I didn't think that was real.
I forgot the Two Tons of Fun thing. I know I knew it before, but it reminding me of it made me very happy and kind of sad at the same
time. So, did they make a second song?
It has three singles listed total over like 9 years. Or something.
Let's hear them, all three.
Partial single. Oh, I like the way they put this, though. Partial singles chart success. Mm. Are you on Wikipedia as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was looking at the
Bring it in.
Top,
bring it in.
Let me scroll down. I was just looking at the singles
chronologically.
Chronology.
Chronology?
Chronology. There you go.
Though
yeah, I don't see anything else there.
It
but
is
yeah,
interesting that they did have some dance singles, which they trounced this arena for a while. They had three singles in 1980 before It's Raining Men. It's just the fact that on the pop charts, It's Raining Men made it within the top 50. So that's the notoriety associated.
Well, I just figured out why I can't see more songs. I'm on the Wikipedia page for that specific song, not for
yes,
the band.
Yes, I did that with the image, and that's why I was son of a whatever I said. But
cool.
While you look, cool.
I was controlling your iPad Mini with this keyboard.
Oh yes, yes, yes. That's my Bluetooth Mini computer.
Oh hey, what do you know?
Did they sing another song?
Huh?
Recognizable, not.
Well, one of their songs from 1985, which I guess was covered, and I didn't realize this, is Big Girls Don't Cry.
Oh, that's a song I know.
Oh.
See, Dan, you gotta read the fine print.
Well, there's only one song in that list that had
but
like a URL linked to it.
Ones to do
right,
that.
That was Success, which was the year before. But yeah, it looks like 1980, Two Tons of Fun, 1980, Back at You, As the Two Tons, 1983,
wait,
Success, 1985.
Oh, wait, there
Big
it
Girl
is.
Summer.
Yeah, Big
Girl. Oh, wait, never mind. That's the name of the album. Oh, I'm an idiot.
Oh, the name of the album was Big Girls Don't Cry?
Yeah.
No, I think they covered it. That's all. Like, they were the coverers.
In 1985?
Yeah, because the Four Seasons were the original.
Oh.
In 1962. I knew that was like kind of a, well, what?
Yeah.
It wasn't one of theirs. It's just something that they covered just eventually.
Who was it who covered it like within the last few years?
The people who make the baby no tears shampoo?
I don't know. I'm just familiar with the 60s, or maybe not the 60s, but an older version.
Yeah, it's kind of a jukebox sounding song.
Yeah.
In terms of the harmonies and the song. Yeah.
It's kind of like Walking on Broken Glass.
The lead voice. I understand where you're going with that.
Well, I don't know. It's one of those, you know, it's one of those like dad songs or whatever. Like my uncle's band played it.
Really?
Yeah. What was the other one? Never mind. Can't think of it.
So I'm seeing if it's available on
5,000 Miles and
The
love that one.
Men at Work?
No.
Sorry, I'm thinking of someone else.
The Somethingers. The Oh my God, why can't I think of this? Because there's the Doctor Who video with Tennant.
Oh yeah, where they all covered it, like everyone in the
and then even David Tennant side by side with the Proclaimers.
There you go.
So proud.
All right, what game are we playing?
Sorry, no. I remember. Hold on, one second. I wanted to confirm my suspicion on which thing you think is the. Here we go.
Yep. Yep. That's it.
Yeah.
Is that the original?
That is the original. Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
Right. Okay. See, when I was reading the title, I was thinking of that. Big girls don't cry.
That's the chorus, essentially.